Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody around the world can listen to the radio show. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's a little cloudy, overcast. It started off the day with rain predictions from the weatherman. And we're getting a storm that's coming in from the southwest that's coming into Vegas, and it's bringing rain as in the forecast, and we're expecting to have rain in Las Vegas within the next couple of days. So it's a lot of wind blowing. We're getting wind of about 35 to 40 miles an hour are blowing through the Las Vegas area. In the mountains and in the city, we have wind advisories. So that's what's going on, and it's a little cool outside. It's about 45, 50 degrees outside. So if you're coming to Vegas, make sure you bring a coat or a long sleeve sweater or something, and make sure you wear your mask and you have social distancing, because the wind is blowing, and it's a chilly wind. I was out in the wind yesterday, and it was really chilly. I should have had 2 masks on, and I had a baseball hat and a beanie on, and my head was still cold. So I'm telling you, it's getting ready to get chilly in Las Vegas for a couple of weeks, and then it's going to heat up, and we're going to have the spring weather that will bring the summer heat. So right now, it's going to be a little chilly. It's going to be a little windy, and it's a little cloudy outside. So that's the weather report for Las Vegas. And now, let's talk NBA sports. All right, well, we got the NBA standings for all of the, 32 teams that are playing in the NBA. So, DJ Papa D, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm good as gold, man. All right. Well, let's talk about the NBA. Let's go to the Eastern Conference first. Let's talk about Milwaukee in the Central Division. What's going on with Milwaukee and Indiana? What are they doing in the Central Division?
The Milwaukee Bucks are on top with 29 wins, followed by the Indiana Pacers with 20 wins. Then it's the Chicago Bulls with 19, Cleveland Cavaliers with 17, and Detroit Pistons with 12.
Okay, well, it looks like Milwaukee's just going to run away with that division. So, okay, what about the Atlantic Division? What's going on with Philadelphia and the Brooklyn Nets?
In the Atlantic Division, Philadelphia is on top with 31 wins, followed by Brooklyn with 30. The Knicks have 22 wins, Celtics 21, and the Raptors have 18.
Oh, okay. Well, at least they got four teams in the 20s, and actually the top two teams are in the 30s. They got 30 and 31 wins. Okay. Well, now they're making a run for it. Brooklyn's trying to hang in there because Philadelphia's determined that they're going to win the division. So Brooklyn is trying to come around and be in the running with the Philadelphia 76ers, who, by the way, made the playoffs last year. Brooklyn didn't even make the playoffs last year. But now we see Brooklyn has a whole new team. So they're trying to stand up and run for the roses. So we got to keep an eye on Brooklyn. All right, what about the Southeastern Division with, who's that, the Miami Heat and the Charlotte Hornets? Oh, and we got the Atlanta Falcons in that league, too, huh? Atlanta Falcons.
Girl, do you want the flu shot?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Well, there's a three-way tie for first, the Charlotte Hornets, the Miami Heat, and the Atlanta Hawks, all with 22 wins, and the Washington Wizards and the Orlando Magic both have 15 wins.
Wow, it's a three-way tie in the division? Oh, Atlanta's coming on strong, and the Miami Heat is kind of slowing down, and the Charlotte Hornets are just trying to stay in touch with the Miami Heat. So it looks like Atlanta might make a run for the roses. All right, Atlanta, come on down. Make it to the playoffs for the first time in about 10 years. So we'll see what happens in the Southeastern Division. Looks like it's going to be a battle. All right, let's go to the Western Conference. Let's start with the Southwest Conference. Southwest Division. I'm sorry. Southwest Division. What's going on with San Antonio and the Dallas Mavericks?
Mavericks are on top with 23 wins, followed by the San Antonio Spurs with 22 wins, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies with 21 wins. Then it's the New Orleans Pelicans with 19 wins, and bringing up the rear, Houston Rockets with 12 wins.
Ah, well, it looks like Houston's not going to even be around when the playoff season starts. But the Pelicans look like they might still be in contention. They got 19 wins, even though the top three teams all have 20 and 21 wins. So, you know, we got to see what's going on. But it sounds good. I like the Dallas Mavericks are making a run for the title. And I always liked San Antonio. They've been in the playoffs before. So they play well when it's playoff season time. So that's what it looks like. We're going to keep our eye on San Antonio and on the Dallas Mavericks. All right. Well, let's go to the Pacific Division. And what's going on in the Pacific Division? It's the Lakers and the Clippers and the Phoenix Suns.
The Phoenix Suns and the Clippers are tied for first with 29 wins, followed by the Lakers, who have 28 wins. And then the Golden State Warriors have 22 wins, and the Sacramento Kings have 19.
Wow. I can't really understand what's going on in that division. The Lakers and the Clippers battling with the Phoenix Suns? Wow. I didn't even know Phoenix could play basketball. I don't understand what's going on in that league. The Lakers and the Clippers are supposed to be in control of the West. And the Phoenix Suns are trying to battle with them. That's unbelievable. All right. Well, they're doing what they do. So we got to keep our eye on that division and see if they're really doing the most. And let's go to the Northwest Division with the Utah Jazz. And who else is playing with Utah? Who's trying to compete with the Utah Jazz in the Northwest Division?
Well, Utah Jazz is on top with 32 wins, and it doesn't look like anyone's really trying to compete with them. In second place is the Denver Nuggets with 26 wins. Portland has 25 wins. Oklahoma City has 19. And Minnesota Timberwolves have 10 wins. So Utah Jazz is on top with 32 wins, and no one's even close.
Oh, man, they're just running away with the division. Actually, they're gonna run away with the whole Western Conference, it looks like, unless the Lakers and the Clippers and I guess the Phoenix Suns get their act together and start winning some games. Because Utah's going to be in the tournament all by themselves. All right. Well, we got to watch out for Utah, and we got to hope that the West, that the Pacific Division, the Lakers and the Clippers and the Phoenix Suns show up in the conference and play to win. So we got to keep our eye on them. All right. Well, that's the NBA report from G Money's perspective right here on the season 2021 season. All right. Well, let's talk about the NCAA tournament. Since the games will probably start, they'll have some games that will be playing today, and they'll play tomorrow, and they'll play Saturday, and they'll play Sunday. So who's going to play today? Who do you have on the schedule playing today? Is Baylor playing today?
Well, let's take a look.
They were talking about UCLA playing today and Oregon playing today, and SC playing today, but I don't know. They're counting UCLA out. They're going to get beat today, and SC has a strong team, so they're saying SC is going to play good this weekend. So they'll win, and they'll go to the Sweet Eight, the Elite Eight. I'm sorry, it's the Sweet 16, and it's the Elite Eight. So what's your schedule look like? Let me see if I can pick the winners in the games that are playing. See how many veteran teams are playing rookie teams, so we can see what they're going to break down like.
Okay. Huh. I'm trying to pull up the bracket here, and I don't know why I'm having a problem. It's not popping up like it normally does. Okay, here's the bracket. Wow. So, you know, a lot of games have been played between last weekend and this weekend because the bracket has really narrowed down quite a bit. Apparently, games were being played this week.
Oh, really? They played games on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday this week?
They played games on the 22nd. So what was that, Tuesday?
That's Tuesday.
No, that was Wednesday. No, Monday. Anyway, I can tell you, so I believe I told you, okay, let's start with the West.
Okay.
Gonzaga, who was ranked number one, was going to play Oklahoma, who was ranked number eight. And Gonzaga won that match, so Gonzaga moves on.
Okay, so they'll be in the Elite Eight. All right, that's one team in the Elite Eight. All right. Who else is playing in the West?
Creighton beat Ohio. Creighton, ranked number five, beat Ohio. And so now Creighton has moved on, and they will play Gonzaga this weekend.
Well, what was Ohio ranked? They got beat by
number
13. Creighton. Oh, Ohio was 13? Oh, they were that far down.
Right.
Okay. I thought they were a better team. Okay, so Creighton is going to be the underdog since they're number five, and they play Gonzaga next week then. Okay.
On the 28th, right. Right, they play Gonzaga on the 28th.
Right.
Okay, so that's narrowing down. And the winner of that game will be, let's see, they'll go there. Oh, okay, so they're like three slots from the semifinals. Okay, so USC, ranked number six, played Kansas, ranked number three, and USC won, so USC moves on to the next level.
Okay.
Oregon.
In the Elite Eight. Okay, so SC.
So.
Okay, they're going to move on. All right. So who else is playing in the West?
So Oregon, ranked number seven, beat Iowa, who's ranked number two. And so now Oregon moves on, and they're going to play USC.
Oh, okay. Oregon is going to the Elite Eight. So that's, what's that, five teams? Four teams that have moved on. Four teams that have moved to the Elite Eight. Okay. Is that all that's in the West?
That's the West, right? So there's four teams from each
division. Right. Okay. So that's the four teams that go to the Elite Eight on the West. All right.
Right. Wow. So that's Gonzaga and Creighton and USC and Oregon. So in the East, Michigan, ranked number one, beat LSU, ranked number eight. And so now Michigan has moved on.
Okay.
And Florida State, ranked number four, beat Colorado, who's ranked number five. And so Florida State moves on. So this weekend, Michigan will be playing Florida State.
Right. Okay. Oh, that should be a good game. That should be a good game, people. Florida State number two is playing. Who is the other team?
Florida State, ranked number four, will be playing Michigan, ranked number one.
Oh, okay. Florida's number four playing Michigan number one. And Michigan should win that game. But they say Florida has a good floor squad. So we got to watch out for Florida. They may actually upset Michigan. All right. So that's those two. What about the other two games in the what division are we doing, the East?
If this is the East, right. So UCLA ranked number 11, beat Abilene Christian, ranked number 14. So UCLA moves on. And Alabama, ranked number 2, beat Maryland, was ranked number 10. So Alabama moves on. So this weekend, Alabama, ranked number 2, will be playing UCLA, ranked number 11.
Oh, UCLA is going to be in for a battle. Because Alabama brought their basketball team to the tournament. Usually they're a football school, but I guess they have a basketball team now for everybody to watch out for. Alabama is bringing their basketball team, and they're going to be playing UCLA. Whoa! All right, that should be a good battle. All right. So that's the other four teams in the Elite Eight. So that's the breakdown for the Eastern Division. So what's the next division, the South or Southwest?
So the two remaining divisions are the South and the Midwest. Let's start with the South. Baylor, ranked number one, beat Wisconsin, ranked number seven, and so Baylor moves on. And Villanova, ranked number five, beat North Texas, who was ranked number 13. So Villanova moves on to play Baylor this weekend.
Okay.
On Friday.
What number was Villanova?
Number five. Ranked number five.
Number five. And they beat a 13 team, right?
Yeah, they beat North Texas, who was ranked number 13.
Okay. So Villanova is going to be playing who? Who just won in the other game?
Baylor, ranked number one.
Oh, Baylor's number one. Okay, they're still in it. Okay, so Baylor is playing Villanova. Is that
correct?
Oh, that's going to be a good game, too. Baylor and Villanova, boy, they've battled before, and Villanova won. In fact, Villanova went on to win the NCAA Final Four championship. So Villanova's a good team. All right, so they're playing against Baylor. That's going to be a good team, a good game to watch. All right, so is that the four teams that are going to play in the South?
That's two teams, two more. Arkansas, ranked number three, beat Texas Tech, who was ranked number six, so Arkansas advances. And Oral Roberts University, ranked 15, beat Florida, who was ranked 7. So Oral Roberts University advances to play Arkansas.
Oh, I guess Oral Roberts is going to be the underdog that may come out of the tournament smelling really good if they can make it to the Final Four. Wow, that would be interesting. We have to keep our eye on Oral Roberts. Where are they from? Do you know what state Oral Roberts is?
Oral Roberts University is in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, in Oklahoma. So they have an Oklahoma team still playing in the tournament too, right? Oklahoma State or Oklahoma University?
Oklahoma State is in the Midwest, and unfortunately they lost this week, so they are not advancing.
Oh, they got eliminated. So Oral Roberts is going to represent Oklahoma. Oh, that should be
right. Interesting.
All right. Well, they're going to be the
underdog.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the other Oklahoma team lost to Gonzaga. So, yes, you're right. Oral Roberts is representing Oklahoma.
Okay. And is there two more teams that are playing that have to go to the Elite Eight?
Well, there's the Midwest division. We haven't covered that one yet. So in the Midwest, Loyola Chicago.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Back up. What four teams came out of the Southwest?
The South?
I guess that one. The South, yeah. What were the four teams again?
The Baylor, ranked number 1, will be playing Villanova, ranked number 5. And Arkansas, ranked number 3, will be playing Oral Roberts University, ranked number 15.
Oh, okay. So Baylor should win. Oh, wait a minute. Baylor's playing Villanova, though. Oh, well, I can't say Baylor's going to advance because Villanova got a good squad. Okay, well, we're going to keep our eyes off on old somebody road, whatever that team is from Oklahoma. They may step up and be an impressive underdog. Okay. Oral Roberts, yeah. Isn't Oral Roberts the eye doctor?
No, yeah. Oral Roberts is an evangelist. He was a televangelist.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, maybe he has a religious school. He's financed a religious school, so... Now they got a basketball program, and they're playing in the tournament. Oh, ain't that interesting, y'all? Okay. All right. So what's the last division where we're looking for four teams to come out and play?
In the Midwest, Loyola Chicago beat Illinois. Loyola Chicago ranked number 8, beat Illinois, who was ranked number 1. So Loyola Chicago moves up. And Oregon State beat Oklahoma State. Oregon State, ranked number 12, beat Oklahoma State, ranked number 4. So Oregon State moves up to play Chicago.
Oh, two upsets. Two big upsets. Oklahoma got beat and Illinois got beat? Oh, man, that's two upsets, two big upsets. A number 1 team and a number 4 team got beat by a number 13 team and a number 8 team or something like that? Wow. All right. Well, we got to watch that division because they got a couple of underdogs. They got Oral Roberts playing, and that's the – what division is that? The Northwest division?
Midwest.
Oh, yeah. We got to keep an eye on them because they got three underdogs that are winning in that division. Okay. Well, is that the last two teams that entered the Sweet 8 tournament?
There's two more teams. Syracuse, ranked number 11, beat West Virginia, who was ranked number 3. So Syracuse advances. And
what?
Houston.
Okay. Syracuse is a good team. They usually have a good squad. So I'm surprised they were ranked so low in the tournament. They were 13, and they beat a number 4 or 5 team. Oklahoma. Wow. Okay. So who else? What are the other two teams that are playing for position?
So Syracuse, Syracuse is ranked number 11. So the last two teams are Rutgers and Houston. Houston, who is ranked number 2, beat Rutgers, who is ranked number 10. So Houston moves up to play Syracuse this weekend. So there's 8 games this weekend. Gonzaga is playing Creighton. USC is playing Oregon. Michigan, Florida State, UCLA versus Alabama, Baylor versus Villanova, Arkansas versus Oral Roberts University, Loyola Chicago is playing Oregon State, and Syracuse is playing Houston. And that's
and
it.
Are these games playing this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, or they playing next week? Because they already played for this week, so they come back and play in the tournament next week, probably next weekend, maybe Friday, Saturday, next week. I think that's how it goes. So some of them played early this week, Monday and Tuesday, but they shouldn't play twice in the same week. So if they play Monday or Tuesday, they won't play again till next week. I don't think they'll play Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday this week. I don't think so. I think they won't play again until next week. The next breakdown is the next weekend.
The games that are in the South and the Midwest are played on March 27th, which I believe is Saturday. And the games in the West and the East are played on March 28th, which I believe is Sunday.
Okay. So, I wonder, can you backtrack and check and see if the teams that played Monday and Tuesday, if they played last Friday and last Saturday or last Sunday? Because I can't believe they played back-to-back games like a day apart or 2 days apart. I guess with the virus, that kind of sets the tournament kind of sideways. So maybe that's the cause of it.
Let's see. see if I can find when these games play. Monday. So some games were played on Monday. Oregon beat Iowa. Gonzaga defeated Oklahoma. UCLA defeated Abilene Christian. Creighton defeated Ohio. Michigan defeated LSU. Florida State defeated Colorado. And Alabama defeated Maryland. And USC beat Kansas. So all eight of those games were played on Monday.
Okay. And before that, did they play the weekend? Did they play on Friday and Saturday or Sunday? The weekend before the month?
Yes. There were... There were 16 games played last weekend. We actually went over these games last Thursday.
They played. So you're saying they played like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then they came back and played on Monday and Tuesday, and now they're getting ready to play on Saturday and Sunday again.
Yeah, there were no games on Tuesday, just on Monday.
Okay, so I guess Monday rounded out the weekend. Okay, so that means they only had one day of rest, and actually, the kids usually go back to school, so they got a day off of school to play basketball. Oh, I know the school administration didn't like that. The teachers were pissed off because these students didn't come home to go to class. They were playing basketball. I know when I was in college and I was playing ball on the weekends, my teachers were really upset when I had to go out and play during the week. And they're like, hey, you're supposed to be in class during the week. That's why you schedule your games for the weekend. But due to complications in the schedule, we had to play on the weekend. So that's interesting that that happened. Okay, they played Monday. Actually, they played Friday and Saturday and then turned around and played Monday. And now they're going to be playing on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday again. So they'll get like 3 days rest before they start playing again. Wow, this is going to be an interesting season. Well, I guess they're playing in the bubble, so that means they're not doing much traveling. They're staying in the state of Indiana, where they're playing all their games in Indiana. Okay. Well, I guess that's how they break it down because of the virus. They're keeping all the teams in the bubble, and they're just playing all the games in Indiana. Because remember, we went through all of those stadiums that were in Indiana. So that's what they're playing. They're playing all their games, trying to fit them in the schedule. All of them are in Indiana. And they're playing, they're playing back-to-back some days. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So that's what the schedule looks like, people. That's what it looks like. We got the Sweet Eight of the Elite Eight for each conference is going to be played this weekend. It's going to be played on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. And then they're going to have the Final Four. As the Elite Eight, the next breakdown will be the Final Four of each division. And then it'll be the Final Four of the tournament. Wow. So they have four games. Let's see. They have eight games, and the winner of the eight games will end up being four teams, but it'll be two teams from each section. So that'll be eight teams, and then the next breakdown will be the winners of each of the divisions, and that'll be the Final Four. So, wow, this NCAA tournament is going really fast. It's going to be playing in April before we even realized that it was Final Four time. So that's what we're looking forward to, people. The Elite Eight are going to play, and we're going to get four winners. We'll get two winners, they got four teams, that's 16, okay, so that's the Sweet 16, and then they'll go to the Elite Eight, which would be the 18 that will be playing for four winners, and that will be the Final Four. Okay, yeah, that'll be the Final Four teams. There'll be two games of two, and then the next time they play, it'll be one game with two teams, and that will be the championship game. Right, so Elite Eight, 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, that's the Elite Eight. And then they'll go to the Final Four. No, they got to be another name for the four teams. So they have the Elite Eight, and then they have the Final Four. And then after the Final Four, the two teams, two games with two champions, and then it'll be the championship game between the final two teams. So one of the eight teams, well, four of the eight teams will go to the Final Four. And then the Final Four will break down to two winners. Two winners will play for the championship. No, something's wrong with that picture. Wait a minute. We got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
What are you trying to figure out, D-Money? Maybe I can help you.
I'm trying to figure out. We have two games in each conference, right? So that's 18. Right?
Right now, there's
the Elite Eight.
There's four. I'm not sure what you're calling the Elite Eight, but right now there's four games in each division, and there's four divisions, so that's 16 games. Okay.
Oh.
And so that's
okay.
32 teams. So I'm not sure where the eight comes from.
Yeah, okay. We haven't gotten to the Elite Eight yet. We're just playing in the Sweet 16. That's the 16 teams that are going to play to make up the Elite Eight. That's where I was confused. We haven't got to the Elite Eight. We've only got to the Sweet 16. So when they play, the winners of all of those games, it'll be eight winners, and that will be the Elite Eight. And they will play four games, and the four games will have a winner, and that'll be the final four. And then the final four will have two games, and the winner of those two games will go to the championship, and that will be the championship.
Right, you're right. The winners of this weekend's games will be the Sweet 16, and when those 16 teams play, the winners will be the Elite Eight. And when those eight teams play, the winners will be the Final Four. And when those four teams play, the two winners will be playing in the national championship.
Right. Okay. So that's the way it breaks down. So Baylor's still number one. Gonzaga's still number one. And Michigan's still number one. So they still got three number one teams playing in the tournament, and the other teams are underdogs that will be playing for a berth in the Sweet 16. So that's what it looks like right now, people. That means we got 32 teams playing still.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So we just went from 64 to 32. So now we go to the Sweet 16. Okay. All right. I was ahead of myself. Okay. So the 64 ended up being 32. And now the 32 teams are going to play down to the 16. And that will be the Sweet 16. And then those winners of the Sweet 16 will be the Elite Eight. And the winners of the Elite Eight will be the Final Four. And the Final Four will play. And the winners will be the championship game. That will be the top two teams of the NCAA tournament. And they will be playing for the national title. All right. So we still got 2 weeks of basketball to go. They haven't gotten down past the Sweet 16 yet. Okay, people. I was a little ahead of myself. So that's what's happening. We just had 32 teams play, and now we have 16, which is the Sweet 16. And now they have to play to see who's going to be the Elite Eight. And that's where we are. Okay. So we're getting ready to play down to the Elite Eight. We're playing the Sweet 16. 16 teams are playing for championship rights to go to the Elite Eight. And then the Elite Eight will play for championship rights to be the Final Four. And then the Final Four will play for championship rights, and it'll be the top two teams which will play for the national title. So that's how it's breaking down, people. So that's where I am. All right. We're getting ready to do the Sweet 16 for the teams to turn out to be the Sweet 16. So we got 32 teams playing now? I confused myself.
Yes.
So we got 32 teams playing now. So they're going to play
right.
for the Sweet 16. Okay. All
right.
So we just had just the first round of series then, because 64 teams went into the tournament, and it was 32 games, and they won. They had 32 teams. So this is the 32 teams that won, and they are getting ready to play. And the winners of those games will be the Sweet 16. So we got 32 teams left playing, and they are going to play for the Sweet 16. So I'm ahead of myself. All right, now I know where I am. All right, everybody. We got 32 teams still playing for the Sweet 16. And then after they play this weekend, we will have the Sweet 16 playing for the Elite Eight, and that will be next week. All right. Sounds good. All right. We got everything under control now. I'm winning. I know where we're at now. All right. So we still got three of the number one teams playing in the tournament. And we got some pretty good number five teams and a number 10 and a number 13 team and a number 11 team are still playing to reach the Sweet 16. All right. That's what we're shooting for right now. Okay, DJ Poppy, that's it for the NCAA tournament breakdown. I hope everybody understands where we were and what we were doing. So now it's time for us to take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Caught me off guard, G-Money.
And then the waitress came. And she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots. And the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
We of the Black Watch now arrest the demonic mind state of mortals for the following crimes: religion, art, sciences, government, writing, mathematics, astrology, philosophy, inventions, culture, sense of reality, speech techniques, not to mention the tolerance of ignorance, raping of a people, subjecting blackness to an inhumane system, changing of facts, claiming the divine, disgracing a nation, production of a white kryptonite, trespassing on most sacred ground, trying to replace the flag of power with the symbols of slavery and the hardship of hundreds of years. By the way, vainglorious, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green at the crossroad with a key, sissy.
Birds of power. Now here's the sum of another drum. Now mortals aware, not prepared for a logical son. My birth of power are the spiritual spank. My deep, deep blackness, your mind gets dank. Revelation to Genesis, something you cannot dismiss. Keys to crossroad, come to abyss and find a verse stick swinging while I'm living. Given the rhythm, heed the word and the bass drop given. A funk down, super sound, lyrical, visual, a logical wisdom, forever continual. You're living simplistically and speak of reality. Your science elementary, that speak you can get with me. Look at the wax, this hieroglyphic is actual fact. I'm not reading and striving to wanna be black. Here's the move, cause I see none. I never boast, I never brag, I get the job done. I'm not the bluntly political, nor am I the physical, the rhythmical, spiritual, the mystical, magical. Movement is circle, never 90 degrees of a square. I'm the gorilla, robotics will run in a scare. Just to find that the zero's the ground. Come into my temple, have a seat at the round. Feel the power.
Brother, 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 how you make him get down?
Professor Overseer, I've got pimp in my crown. It was the pimp that drove the mountainous elephant. It was ignorance that made this irrelevant. I'm not the pasta boy, I'm the African, call me by name. I'm the original, I taught you to set up this game. You silly mortal, you keep playing the trump. I think they'll have to come and get me from stomping and kicking your rump. Once again, now it comes in the trend. I said free South Africa, you went to Berlin. Now there's a problem, I stand firm, beating my chest. You think a silly polar bear could ever put this to rest? And yet they still will apologize. I will epitomize, embrace my children, show them creative eyes onto the path of the mystical, teaching the math. No more to suffer, it's time for the wrath. Feel the power. On to the throne I come forth. Weapon of Aru, the birds of great thought. Look at the sundial, look at the child of man. Where's the faith in the spirit, the master plan? Opportunity, the spoils of religion of God, man. Hero to rescue, the drum jam. Fire, water, air, and earth, I am the fool. Teaching power that I never could learn in school. I am the teacher from the far and beyond. Turn an apple to a lotus, turn a rib to a wand. To compare me or dare me is foolish, it's more than a job. No entertainment, our logical art god has come. Straight from my intent with the earth dish. Come with the bird stick, the bag of the new tricks. Stronger than ever, my antenna of the universe. Coming over mortals is the strength in the verse. That's the power.
It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. We have a store.
on storytimewithgmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Now, it's time for me to tell a story. But before I tell a story, G Money, the pimp comedy, is in the studio, and he wants to share a joke with you. So, G Money, the pimp comedy, the show is all yours.
Thank you very much. G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to you on your radio show. It's a blast to be in the studio listening to all the music and all of the stories and the jokes that you come up with. It's a real pleasure to listen to how you operate. Well, my joke goes like this. There was a man, he was sitting in a high back chair in his living room, and he was reading the newspaper, and his wife came up behind him and hit him in the head with a cast iron skillet. And he said, "Hey, what the hell did you do that for? That hurt." And she said, "I filed this note in your pocket. Who is Mary Lou?" And he said, "Oh, remember I went to the track 2 weeks ago. Mary Lou was one of the horses I bet on. So that's who Mary Lou is. It's nothing for you to worry about." And she said, "Oh, okay, I'm sorry." So she left and she went, continued her housekeeping. And then 3 weeks later, he was sitting in the same chair, and he was reading the newspaper again, and she walked up behind him and hit him in the head with the cast iron skillet again. And he said, "Ow, that hurt. What did you do that for?" She said, "Oh, your horse called." Thank you very much. That was one of my jokes. As of you money, the pimp coming. All right, G-Money, back to your radio show. I guess it's time for you to tell a story, and I think you recorded a story for your listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that he recorded for your listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was in Los Angeles, California, back when I was 14 or 15 years old. I was riding my motorcycle through the city with my buddy Bernard. We were riding all over the place. We were going in and out of different cities and towns, and we were riding in everybody's neighborhood, and we were talking to the girls and everything. And when we came back to our neighborhood, we were riding down 64th Street, and this guy was walking down the street, and he had his guitar in a guitar case. And we knew he played in a band, but he told us he was going to sit in at a band that was playing on 65th Street. So I rode with him around the corner, and we went to this house, and this band was playing in the garage, the house. And they had everybody in the neighborhood in front of the house listening to the music. And they were jamming. They were playing all this R&B music. Oh, man, they were putting it down. And we were rocking and rolling, and all the girls were coming out, and I was dancing. I had put my motorcycle down on the kickstand, and I was just dancing with all of these girls, and we were having a good time. And then everybody got pizza, and it was out of this world. Everybody was rocking to the music and dancing. Oh, man, it was so much fun. I had a ball. And then when the band finally stopped playing about 8 o'clock that night, then everybody started to leave, and I stood around and got signatures from all the guys in the band. And then I looked up and I saw my little buddy, Daryl. He was playing the guitar in the band. And I know he wasn't with the band because he was only like 15 years old, but he was playing with the band. He was digging down with the band. And I was so proud of my little buddy. I went up and I asked him if I could take his picture and if I could get an autograph from him. So to this day, I have a picture of him when he was 10 years old, and he was playing with the band, and he didn't miss a beat. He had the beat going with his guitar. He was right on time, and he was playing, and they even gave him a solo. So he was soloing his guitar, and he was staying right with the band. And I was so proud of my little buddy. I said, go, Gerald, go, right on. And that was the sensation of the year. We had a block party with pizza, and we ate pizza until 9, 10 o'clock at night when the party was over. But I was rocking and rolling all the way until I got on my motorcycle, and I rode around the corner, and I rode home. And somebody told me that the band's name was Bloodstone. And I said, Bloodstone? That sounds like that famous R&B band. They were a hot group in the 60s and the 70s. And they said, yep, that's them. they live in our neighborhood. And I was like, really? I didn't know they lived in our neighborhood, because I had never gone around to that corner to listen to them practice or nothing. I had just heard about the band and the songs they had put down, and I had listened to the music on the radio, but I didn't know that they lived in my neighborhood. They lived around the corner from me. And I was like really shocked that they were having a party in my neighborhood. Bloodstone, live and in living color in my neighborhood on 65th Street. And I live right around the corner on 65th Place. That's where I live, in South Central L.A. And I had a great time. Yep, it was a party to remember.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Drop the brick, yeah. Drop the brick.
12 guys, 12 bricks. No, we brothers, we don't want to drop the bricks. No, we brothers. And they were shaking, and they were sweating, and they were crying. No, we brothers. So I gave them, to the count of three. So I gave them, to the count of three. And then we said, drop the brick. Drop the brick. Drop the brick. And they dropped the brick.
Yeah. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's radio show. You enjoyed my story. It was kind of interesting. I thought it was. It was when Bloodstone played in the garage at their house in my neighborhood. I didn't even know Bloodstone lived in my neighborhood. But I got to see a live concert by Bloodstone in my neighborhood. So I was really happy. That was a special moment for me in my life. All right. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members. I have $50 to give away to the fan club members again today. Now, today, I want caller number 19 to call in and claim the money. You have to tell us what the name of this song is. DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from this musical song, and you have to call in and be caller number 19 and call in and tell us the name of the song. And if you call in and you're number 19, you can win $50. That's right. I have $50 cash money right here to give away to you. So call in. You have 5 minutes to call in after DJ Papa D plays the clip of the music. So DJ Papa D, play the clip for the audience now.
All right. That's the clip. So you have 5 minutes to call in and tell us the name of the song. And I'm looking for caller number 19 to call the radio station and tell us the name of the song. And you can win $50. All right, DJ Papa D, play that clip one more time for our listening audience. All right, audience, fan club members, call in and name the name of the song and be caller number 19 and you win a $50 cash prize. So call in. You have 5 minutes to call in to the radio station and claim the $50 prize. Okay, DJ Papa D, play another song while we're waiting 5 minutes for them to get to caller 19 and win the $50 cash prize. So, DJ Papa D, play another song. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Hey, DJ, I got an idea for a song.
Oh, okay. Well, let me find a beat.
Ooh, I like that beat. It makes me wanna dance. It makes me wanna do the funky chicken. It makes me wanna dance. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready to party? Are you ready to get your groove on? Well, right now, G-Money is ready to play its new song. G-Money Shuffle. Now listen to my instructions, and you do the dances that I call out. And do as I say do. Are we ready, everybody, for the party? Let's party, y'all.
Mashed potatoes. The funky chicken.
Watch yourself.
The swim. The back walk like Michael Jackson. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot.
Money shuffle. Gee, money shuffle.
Stop in the middle of the floor. Touch all over me.
Watch yourself.
Throw the money on the ground. Do the moonwalk. Lay on the floor and act like you're riding the girl.
Watch yourself.
The bird.
some mashed potatoes, step one, step two, step one, step two, dance from side to side. White people dance the funky chicken, the worm, the freak,
what you do,
the cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha.
Step right. Step to the left. Doggy style.
Watch yourself.
Doggy style. Woo, woo. Doggy style. Clap, step, step, clap, step, step, dog. Clap, step, step, dog. Get down, brother, do the double step, double step, double step. Okay, let's doggy step. March it up, doggy, jump it up.
I'm G Money, the pimp camp. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah.
King Money, jump ball.
Big booty girls run the world.
G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's radio show. I need to check to see if we got a winner to call in for the name of the song. that DJ Papa D played today. So let me ask, DJ Papa D, did we get a 19th caller to call in and name the name of the song?
Sorry, G-Money, no winner today.
Okay, well, what was the name of the song?
The name of the song... That is Superman by Herbie Mann, a song out of the, I think it's out of the early 80s.
All right. Called Superman by Herbie Mann.
Herbie Mann.
Okay. Well, this song is called Superman, and it came out the early 80s. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, play the whole song for them then. Let them hear what the whole song sounds like. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a bird.
Well, all right, Las Vegas. That's a great song. I like the Superman song. We're going to have to play that again for the listening audience, because you guys really like that song, I know. Okay, well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down. I got to get out the air chair and go somewhere. You know, I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so everybody can follow along. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my in-house studio engineer. Without him, we can't do any of the show without the music and the jokes and the stories. Oh, yeah. Thank you, little brother. We appreciate your help. All right. Well, since I didn't give away the money today, I guess it goes back in the bank, and I'll pull it out on Monday for the radio show on Monday at 3 o'clock. So, until Monday, be careful, be safe, wear a mask if you're out in public, wash your hands every chance you get. Don't put your face, your fingers in your eyes or in your nose or in your mouth, because that's the way the virus spreads. And make sure you have social distancing, 6 feet between people when you're walking in public or when you're in crowded locations. Try to stay 6 feet away from the other people that you're involved with. And then on top of all of that, the basketball games this weekend, because the NCAA tournament is in full swing, and the NBA has basketball games going on this weekend too. So they got a lot of good games. We're watching Utah. We're watching the San Antonio Spurs. We're watching the Miami Heat. And we're watching Philadelphia 76ers and the Milwaukee Bucks. And we're watching the Brooklyn Nets. So watch everything. And enjoy your weekend. God loves you, and I do too.
You money?
Yeah.
I think there's a birthday tomorrow that you forgot about.
There's a what?
A birthday tomorrow that you forgot about.
What's tomorrow? March 26th? Oh, yeah. My baby brother. Not my baby brother, but my third brother. Randy. Yeah, Randy Girard. He will be 50. How old will he be? 59. He can't be that close to me. He's 62, and I was 57. 3, 4, 5. Yeah, so I'm 63 now, and 5 years from now is 57. He'll be 57 years old tomorrow. All right, I want to give a shout out to my little brother, Randy Gerard.
59.
No, he'd be 57.
He was born in 62?
62. And I was born in 57, so I'm 5 years older than him. So I'm 63 now. So he'll be
You'll be 64. You'll be 64 this year. 64 minus 5 is 59.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I will. Well, I won't be 64 until the end of the year. So I was thinking about the difference between his birth date now and how old I am now. So 63 minus 5 would be 58. So... But all right, to my little brother, they call Carr. Randy Gerard. All right, little brother, happy 68th birthday.
59.
No, you're 60, so he has to be 58.
I'm 2 years older than him. I'll be... 61 this year. He'll be 59 tomorrow.
Okay. We agree to disagree. I don't know. I gotta talk to you and find out how old
we can do the math off the air, okay?
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, play a song for him, then. DJ Papa D. Sounds like you were trying to play a song for him, a happy birthday song. So I know we got another birthday song to play for him. So what can we play for him? Did Nipsey Hussle have a birthday song? Or did Tupac have a birthday song? Or did Ice Cube have a birthday song? Or Ice T have a birthday song? Or Snoop Dogg have
in your peace, the unity of all people, is in the dream that you had so long ago, that lives in all of the hearts of people. Believe in you. We'll make the dream become a reality. I know we will. Our hearts tell us so.
All right, happy birthday to my little brother, Carl Randy Gerard. All right, happy 58 or 59 birthday, I'm not even sure. But it's his birthday tomorrow. So we want to wish him all the good graces that go along with him on his birthday. All right, well, I guess we're out of here. We just need to pray to get rid of this virus, and we'll be back on the air on the radio at 3 o'clock on Monday. So, good night, y'all. Be safe, be careful, and God loves you. And I love you, too. All right. Until Monday. See you later, alligator. After wild crocodile. Bye. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths
from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.